Jesus followers, we were together. The doors were locked because they were afraid of the elders. Then Jesus came and stood right in the middle of them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. His followers were thrilled, and they saw the Lord.
Very, very well read.
And she sees Jesus alive, even though he'd been dead. And then this happens. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being in a room? They'd locked the doors. They were all scared because they thought the people who had put Jesus on the cross might come after them next. And they're all a bit worried. But then Jesus just appears in the middle of them from nowhere. How awesome is Jesus? He is amazing. The Son of God, he had defeated death. Now then, what does that have to do with you right now and with me? The fact that Jesus has defeated death, that he's been through death, but then come out and he's never, ever, 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 ever going to die again. He will be alive forever. Okay? How does that affect you and me? Now, just to illustrate this, and again, in a slightly random way, we are going to ask for another 5 volunteers, and I'm going to ask whether Gareth Parry could come up, please. Can we have a round of applause for Gareth? Thank you. Gareth, if you'd like to take a seat here, please, Gareth. And I need 5 volunteers who think they can take on the mighty Gareth. Okay, so let's have Evan. Let's have Joseph. Let's have Abby. Oh yes. I've come on up. You come. Oh, Josh, man, Josh. I've become Josh. And if you all want to stand behind there, and then maybe, and John, can you sit on the chair here, please? Or in fact, if you go and join the team over here, if that's okay. Okay, and I will definitely get you sorted later on, okay? So I've only got room for 5. Now then, here is the challenge, okay? Some of you may know that each year we have an annual Christmas meal, and we have a quick quiz. And Gareth has not lost for the last 40 years. Tim and I, we sort of meet up beforehand, we prep, we revise, we study. All of the men come together, we learn every Christmas track for the last 60 years. We learn the words, the year it was published, who authored it, and then it comes to the Christmas meal, we're feeling confident, and then by the end of the evening, Gareth has a little smile on his face, and he's about 50 points ahead of everybody. He is a formidable opponent, okay? And we're going to have a quiz now, and there's just going to be one question, and we need just one person who is going to take this challenge on and try and answer the question ahead of Gareth. Since you're on the chair already, John, if we try with you, are you happy with that? You're going to be, okay, so if you stand behind John in a line, and now you've got 10 seconds to answer this question, okay? And it's fairly straightforward. Let's just have a little quick warm-up. Just what's your favourite colour, Gareth?
Yellow.
That's correct. John, what's your favourite colour? That's close. Okay, now then. So, do you know what Susan's favourite colour is?
Blue.
Is it blue? It is blue. See, you never get anything wrong. I wouldn't have a clue what Sharon... Anyway, that's by the way. Okay, so... here is the question. Another nice, simple question. You've got 10 seconds. And can all the other children do a little countdown from 10 once I've asked the question, okay? So what is the square root of 700,569? 10, 9, 8,
837.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, Gareth? What's your answer?
Three.
Three? Close. And
837.
Do we have like a sort of a little calculator or something that we can bring up on the screen? Just to check that. So remember, the number was 700,569, and we're looking for the square root of that. Well, I can tell you what the answer is anyway, and it is actually, let's just try it. So 700,569. No, 700,569.
700,000.
That's it, square root. It is 837. Would you but? Wow. That is the first time that Gareth has ever been defeated. And commiserations for Gareth. Can we have a round of applause, sporting loser? Back to your chair. But the good news for you lot is because John has defeated the mighty opponent of Gareth, you five now share the spoils of victory. These are the spoils of victory. So that means you get one of those each. Can we have a round of applause, please? Okay, take that back. Now then, here we go. Are you listening? Okay, why on earth have we just done that? Well, the reason is this. Okay, just as Jesus, after defeating death, rose from the dead, never to die again, the Bible makes really clear that if we are trusting in him, if we know Jesus as our Savior, if we are believing in Jesus, then we share in that victory. Although our bodies will grow old and one day pass away, when we pass through death, there is victory beyond, because Jesus has defeated the last great enemy of death. And that is a wonderful thing. So, first of all, who can remember? Can anybody remember? What did we learn about why Jesus dying on the cross was so special? What do we learn in that first point? How do we benefit from that? Can you remember? What was that protective layer all about that covered David? Can you remember what were we trying to find out there? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so basically, just as nothing got through that protective layer, so by believing in Jesus, we are safe from God's anger against sin. The second thing we've learned is that Jesus has defeated death, which means by trusting in him, believing in him, we will live forever as well with him, okay? And then there's one more thing that we're going to learn. So first of all, let's just move on to a song. Let's stand and sing together this wonderful reminder that he is risen from the dead and he is Lord. Let's sing this through a couple of times. Okay, well, there's only one more thing we're going to be learning this morning, and that is this wonderful truth that, if we skip along now, oh, here we go, right. So, it's this truth that, can we go back one slide? Sorry, back one slide. Okay, who wants to read that wonderful verse? Abby, do you want to have a go?
After I go and
prepare
a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me so that you may be where I am.
Good. Okay, so these are the words of Jesus. He said that after he has died on the cross, after he has risen from the dead, and he has gone into heaven, because he ascended into heaven, he said that one day he is going to come back and take those of us who know him and trust in him to be with him where he is in heaven. Now then, just to show you this wonderful Wonderful truth. I'm going to tell you a quick story. So perhaps if the children want to come down and sit down at the front and have a listen to a quick story, you need to be able to see the screen, because I'm going to tell you a story about an amazing man, okay? And he was very, very, very brave. So have a look up at the screen and I'll tell you this little story, okay? Now then, this man here, his name was Johan van Hulst, and he lived in Holland. Okay, in fact, this are you from Holland, Tilda? Do you know this chap? Have you heard of him? No, okay, right. So basically, Johan van Hulst, he lived in Holland. And when the big war happened between lots of countries and Germany with Hitler and all this sort of thing, he happened to be a head teacher of this school. Now, there's the school where he worked. It's still there today. You can go and visit it. In fact, they've turned it into a museum now. I'll tell you about that later. But that used to be a school where Mr. van Hulst was the head teacher. Now then, right across the road from that school was this building, and it was a theatre. And what the Germans used to do is they used to have lots of Jewish people come into this building, and it was called something called a deportation centre. What they used to do is they used to get all the people in, and then they used to separate the mums and dads from their children. And they used to separate them and keep them apart. And then they would take the mums and dads away. And it was a very, very sad thing that happened to those mums and dads, but we won't go into that. And then the children, they were taken and they were put into a nursery. And just to show you what one of the classes in Mr. van Hulst's school looked like, there were some children who came into the school, but a lot of them went into the nursery. And that's a photo from the school. It's not just any old random photo. That's a photo from the school. And these children were in great danger from the people who were doing unkind things at that time, really awful things. And if you have a look here now, if you can see that building there? That's the school. This purple window building, this was the nursery where all the little babies went. And they were all looked after in there. And there were loads of them in there, okay? And all their mums and dads had been taken away. So this school and that nursery shared, if you got that little pathway up there, in the back, a garden. Now, Mr. van Hulst and the nursery school head teacher knew that the children were in great danger. They knew they weren't safe. And they knew they wanted to do something about it. And so what they did is they had a plan. And in the back garden, where they shared this garden, what they would do is they would take the children from the nursery, they would lift the children over a hedge, maybe two or three at a time, and then they would go back to the register. Who has a register taken in school? Do you have a register taken? Okay, hands down. They would take their names off the register as if they'd never existed. And once the children had been lifted over the hedge to Mr. van Hulst, he would take them and he would take them over into the countryside where they could be in a lovely, lovely cottage, safe, surrounded by hills and fields, and none of the baddies would know where to find them. And so they were rescued by Mr. van Hulst and by the nursery school head teacher. And anyway, this is what happened next. By the end of the war, Mr. van Hulst had saved approximately 600 children from that nursery. And what they used to do, funnily enough, is they used to wait until a big tram would come in front of the nursery and then in front of the school, and then Mr. van Hulst would quickly get on his bike and he would perhaps conceal a child underneath his jacket, or one of his friends would, and they would cycle off and get them out of harm's way. So they saved that many people, that many Jewish children. He was a very, very brave man. What do you think would have happened to him if the baddies had caught him doing that? Yeah, they would have killed him. So all of those children who were in so much danger, they were taken to a place of safety in the countryside where no harm could come to them. And you know what? The Bible says this. This is what Jesus said. He said, after I go into heaven and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me where I am. And so the wonderful thing is that for everybody who has been kept safe from God's anger against their sinfulness, you know, that covering that Jesus had, everyone who's been kept safe from that, everyone who has shared in Jesus rising from the dead because he has defeated death, everyone who trusts in Jesus, believes in him, will one day be taken to a beautiful, wonderful, safe place. The Bible calls it a new heavens and a new earth. And there will be no more crying, there'll be no more pain, there'll be no more dying. Nothing will die. It will be the way things were perfect in the beginning, just wonderful. And best of all, who do you think's going to be there? Jesus. Jesus will be there and we'll be with him. So that is just a little story about Mr. Van Hulst that shows how we can be taken from a place, a world that's not perfect, and taken to safety, and that how one day Jesus will do that with us if we are trusting in him. Take us to a place of beauty and safety that we can't even imagine how wonderful it will be. And all that needs to happen is for us to trust in Jesus to do this for us, to forgive us and to take us to be with him. What a wonderful, wonderful Savior. Now, do you know what? After being reminded as grown-ups about and as children about how wonderful Jesus is and how precious his death on the cross was, how amazing his defeating death was, and how glorious our future is, it's always a good idea to spend some time just thanking him in prayer. And so we're going to have a few people now. Just want to pray, just put your hands up and you can all listen in. And if you want to pray as well to thank Jesus, you can as well. But anybody who wants to pray now, let's just have a few moments in prayer before we sing one last time. Okay? So hands up if you want to pray.